When Navav Amar Aleph, and the last thing we learned was about the Avnate, of the order of how the Aaron and the and his children were dressed by Shiv's Memeloy. Says the Gemara Navaita, the two dots. Back. Says the two dots. The Gemara, the Mishnah said that we set aside the husband, the Kohen Gadol, for 7 days prior to Yom Kippur. The Gemara, Mafrishin, Lama Mafrishin. Why do you set aside the Kohen Gadol? The Gemara right away asked, Lama Mafrishin, why do you set aside? Kid Amri, like we gave a number of reasons. Either Ilad Abyechin, Kiddis Abyechin, and who follows his way. Because we learn out from the Meluyim that Aaron and Kohen 7 days prior separated. Over here also, 7 days prior, you should separate. Over there. Over here also, 7 days prior, you should separate. About 10 lines on top. So over here, we'll learn out from there. Oh, Kiddish Lakish, Kiddish, he learned from Hasinai. That over Hasinai, Moshe Rabbeinu, before he went into 40 days in Shemayim, including for the first 6 days, he was separated. So here too, what do you ask me? The Shem already have a problem. What's the most question? Maybe they didn't hear these Amorayim. The Mishnah doesn't give a reason why. The Amorayim give a reason, so he didn't hear. Anyway, Hachikama, Mebeisel and Pidish. Why do you have to separate from his wife? You could have stayed with his wife, take him away from the society, put him in a room, but take his wife with him. Why do you have to separate from his wife? Rashi. Rashi starts on the bottom of the page. It starts with the middle of the page. Like it says right in the middle, the Yalib me beluyim, me learn oilishim malakish kedisla the Yalib me Sinai me beisalam pidush me ishta lam pidush. Why did he leave his wife? Tava ishta imo yisham. Let his wife go into the Beit Samish with him. Shari al kochach lishchas parhedin lohaisa kedusha. Says Rashi. Now the obvious question is, how can his wife enter the Beit Samish where the kohen is? Nobody can enter in that section. What's the most question? Let his wife enter the Beit Hamikdash with the husband live there. Says Rashi, the Lishchas Parhedrin where he stayed was not holy. She'ein yeshiva bazara. And what's the proof he's not holy? Because you're not allowed to sit in Azara, and definitely not allowed to sleep. El malche beis David, kosh keshkiva sleeping. So what's the kohen gadol doing? There must be that the Lishchas Parhedrin is not in the... Yeah. So all the Rishayim are still not happy because the taste is another Rishayim. But to get to this room, you have to walk through the Beis HaMikdash. And how can a woman go? Ezra's Noshim is outside. How can they walk in? So they actually learned the Mer's question was not that he should go to Lishchas Parhedrin. Why go to Lishchas Parhedrin? Take him to another room outside the Beis HaMikdash where women can go and just make sure that he doesn't mingle with society. Why do you have to put him in the room? Says the Gemara, you know why we have to separate from his wife? Because of a suffix needed. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, we already quoted Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira before. You know why? Shema timotze ishte suffik nida. We're concerned that maybe his wife will be in a state of a suffik nida. Maybe she's a nida, and obviously not have any relations with her. But Yavayelan, he will have relations, and therefore it'll be a suffik too many. He won't be to serve in the base of Midrash Chayim Kippur. So Gemara pounces right away. What, a Kohen Gadol is going to have relations with his wife while she's a suffik nida? Otu b'shi askin, what are you talking about? A Kohen Gadol l'rishim, l'rishayim. Like this. Not that deliberately he's going to have relations with his wife who's a suffering nida. Shema yavi alish devetim's a suffering nida. Maybe he'll have relations with his wife, and afterwards they found out that they found some blood, and then maybe now she was a nida at the time, and maybe he's a tummy. He won't be able to do his service because 7 days you have to then, you know, to go through the whole process. So therefore, we tell him, stay away from your wife. Rashi. Afterwards, he'll wipe himself and he'll find blood there. When you do, we don't know. When did that happen? Did she already have the dam during the relationship and therefore he became tamei boil nidah? And what's wrong being a boil nidah? He's tamei shivas yamim, just like she is tamei for 7 days, so is he. And it comes out, he also loves me. You can put him. How can he enter his mission in your kibbutz? How can he do his service? Says the Gemara, Amru Rabbanu Kamei de Rav Chizda. They repeated for Rav Chizda, and they said, so which opinion is this? We're talking here about a case where you found the blood on the shmata after you finished relationship. We're going to learn later in the Gemara Nidah, and we're going to bring that here as an answer. It depends how soon after it happened. If immediately after or a while later. Achar or achar achar. So if it happens immediately after, it's a suffix if she was in need of the time. If you only discovered it a longer time later, we say probably not a nidah. So, Who says over here that he found on him afterwards that he were worried that for 7 days will be tamei? Must be we follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who said that if he found it, if he found it afterwards, we're still concerned that maybe he was boiling. You have to separate for 7 days. Must be Rabbi Akiva d'amar nidah metamei boiler. That nidah metamei boiler, and she has the same din as her. Could eat rabbanon if it's rabbanon hami. They say ain't nidah metamei boiler. They say we found it afterwards. The husband's not tamei. When do they argue? You found it a long time later. The Rabban say a long time later. Then we don't say that it's from her. But even the Rabbi Akiva says even a long time later probably came from her. He's a boil suffering needed if he has to go. So suffering needed if he has to be separated for 7 days. Yes, he's talking for 7 days. But if it's only happened immediately after. We're worried that immediately after alleged his wife, we'll find it on the shmata blood, and then he's a boil nidah, or suffix boil nidah, and therefore he's tummy for 7 days. Rashi. Retrospectively, called mes less than 24 hours. Just like anything he touched the last 24 hours. We say that probably he was a boil nidah at the time, and he metamei lemafreya. Look, time instead of nidah, better go yad. Now, this is how we learned. Derech b'nai yisrael's kamei for Jewish girl, mishamshes b'shnei edim, echad loiv, echad loiv, they have two shmatas, one for him, one for her. Nim tza al shaloi, if they found it on his, where'd it come from? Men generally don't bleed. It must have come from her. Must be for their relationship. Tamein. Shnei and Kol Shiva, they're both tamei now for 7 days.
What's the logic of
acha acha? The vaday hoya dam b'shaz bia, surely the only way that he got the blood is from her. The ein derech ish, lots is b'men adam. Not common to blood to be on his. Nim tza al shaloi. What if he found it on her shmata? Now it depends on her when you found it. Oisim is a Greek word. It means immediately you found it. As soon as you finished the relationship, you found right away dam on her shmata. She right away checked herself. There's no question came from her. She sees a shamash miyad. Immediately after the end of the relationship, she checked herself. Tamei. Vada, it's truly tamei. Nimtze lachas man. You found it a little bit later. I'm talking about her shmata. You didn't check straight away, a little bit more later. Then Tmeim is Suffolk, that's only a Suffolk. Ve'ezo achazman, what does it mean a while later? It doesn't mean 20 minutes later. Kedei shetere benamita, v'tadich es paneh shomata. Just enough time for her to take her feet and stand up and to get her shmata. That's all we're talking about. That's already called ach. Isiyah means she has a shmata lying there on the bed, and immediately before she gets off the bed, she checks herself. Acha means after she stepped out of the bed.
The whole difference is a moment.
Yeah, the whole thing's a moment. That's called acha, and here it's much less. In this case, she's metame taras 24 hours, last 24 hours. I think she touched last 24 hours of suffix, but her husband doesn't become tame. This is pshat. Imi yaisa mekan. She also lived there, waited longer. You found blood on a woman. We're only 24 hours retrospectively. We don't go there. We're not the machmir the husband. Also metame the husband. Since we're by the Kohen Gadol, we don't want to relate to the wife because we're scared that Ward will check afterwards and you'll find the tame. So there's a raya. We hold like Rabbi Akiva. That if you find on her shmata afterwards, a couple of minutes later, we're going to metame the Kohen Gadol. We're not saying that we're not worried that he's going to check himself immediately because he won't. Why should you put in that situation?
In the other mandoma, not Rabbi Kiva.
Chacham.
What's the svara to say that in this
could
moment,
be that suddenly
something
now
because
this can trigger this activity can trigger her okay. Period to come. Ela b'achar achar says Rashi sheshar seyesem achar. You waited longer than the period of achar. Zman a long enough time. Shazman. Shazman oisim, no shazman oisim. First time is called oisim, which is right away. But achazman laachr oisim, but take it as tated, but tadiach kirtoni, and then it's after the oisim, which is enough time to go down. Ezu achazman, that's called achazman. But hazik toni tameim, the tameim is suffik. In other words, if it's oisim, is definitely tameim. If it's achar tameim is suffik. When is the machlekes of Akiva and the Rachamim? Achar achazman. Like, and then nobody's arguing there. Everyone agrees that you're suffering tummy, the husband's suffering tummy. That's what we're worried about the Kohen Gadol. Check himself a minute later. But Achar Achazman Pligi. When are they arguing in the case of Achar Achazman? The time after Achazman. And that's when we say that, you know, Machlekes is metame the husband or not. Abo Bechad Achar. Betoich Achazman. The Hainu Betoich Kedishtade Moidu. Everyone is Moidu that she's tummy. Second one of Ait, still that's a posh. But here, from the fact that we don't allow the Kohen Gadol to live with his wife, 7 days prior because we're scared that, well, they may have a relation. And we're saying even the first day, we're scared maybe we'll have a relation. And he'll be tamei for 7 days. So why are we tamei for 7 days? By a zover, we know when does she go to the mikveh by day. When you go to the mikveh by day, you then have to wait for the sun to set, and then you complete the toy. By a nidah, we know, a nidah and a yeledah, they only go to the mikveh, we learn from the pasuk, at night. What about a boil nidah, the husband? The husband of a nidah also is tamei for 7 days, but does he also have the chumrah of a nidah that he has to wait till at night to go to the mikveh, or does he have the kul of a zav, or a zavah, that he can go during the day? From here, l'chel etzaray, it has to be at night, because if it's during the day, so what if he has relations with his wife? On the first day. So the first day is already a day. The seventh day goes to the mikveh by day, and then he waits the sunset, and as soon as your kippah comes in, he's tired. So at least let him have one more day with his wife. That's what I was asking. Zarayi, the fact that you don't allow anymore must be because he is just like her in every respect. He has to go to mikveh at night. So if he goes to Yom Kippur at night, he has to now wait for the sun to set the next day. That means entire Yom Kippur, he's a tzvul yom, and he can't go into the base of mikdash. Says the Gemara. He can go to mikveh by day. The Gemara is not saying that. That even the night, even you don't let him go to the mikveh. You don't let him be with his wife 7 days. But then the first night, you do allow him. Why do you allow him to have relations the first night of the 7 days? If he has relations the first night of 7 days, if he has to go to the mikveh Yom Kippur at night, who forgot what I was saying? If he has to go to the mikveh Yom Kippur at night, he can't serve until after Yom Kippur. Must be that he could go to the mikveh by day. That's why the first night we allow him. It's only the first day that we don't allow him. The Amra Boyal Nid the Kenida, Amos Tavil Balaila. So when will they go to mikveh? Only the night of Yom Kippur. Lemachar Hechi Avad Avoidi. How can he serve in Yom Kippur? But Boy Ha'erev Shemesh, he needs what to wait till sunset until Yom Kippur. Allah Shmam knows that I've made that. Boyal Nid the Ain the Kenida. He doesn't have that Chumrah of going to mikveh at night. Rashi. That's why the first night allowed. Rashi. Boyal Nid the Ain the Kenida. Shmamina Militoni, Mafrishin, Shivas Yami. We came to time, Shashtum, you worry about maybe he became a nida, he had a relationship with his wife as a nida. Boyal nida, Aina bin Nikinida, Shasuda Litva Bishvi Adalila. Nida herself cannot go to mikveh until at night. Ela Tavil Bishvi Yam, but he can be Tavil by day. Hilchaloi by Prisha, Ela Shivas Yam. He only needs 7 days. Vim boss of a nida, be Yama Prisha, Mina Mixayam Kikulai. And if he had a relation the night of his wife, a Prisha. And then we say mikveh yom kippur today is kenida v'tovel erev kippurim. He's tovel erev kippur by day. Shehu shmini shvi b'yom by day. Umayev shimsho. He waits till yom kippur at night when he already had head of shemesh. And then mikveh yom kippur. He'll walk by yom kippur. Could the isak data boil nida kenida emos tovel? When we go to mikveh, zayim boil nida b'yom perishasa b'laila yom kippurim lemachar hechi avad avoda. If he goes to the mikveh by night, how can he go to do work in the kippur in the beis hamikdash? Answer the Gemara, not Labdafka. Says the Gemara, I've seen me, where is it? Rav Simon Adai Amar, no Rai. I hold that a husband is exactly like a nida. He has to go to mikveh at night. But I feel terrible nida. Kenida the mefashin lisho achas roshes kama. You know when he separates from his wife, not the morning or at night, late at night, right before shkia as a kama, he separates for the first day, and therefore even if he had a relation then, his seventh day is the day before Yom Kippur, and then he goes to the mikveh the night before the Yom Kippur, and then the next night he's all right. Rashi. He separates from his wife already 8 days before Yom Kippur. Now, 7 days means 7 days later. So the last time he has a relationship with his wife is before Shkia. 8 days previously. Why do we call it seven? That little bit we don't count. Really, it's the eighth day, but we don't count that. The Tovil Oyel Shel Erev Yom Kippur. And if he has to go to mikveh, he goes to mikveh the night before Erev Yom Kippur. And the next day he waits till the sun sets, and now he's a totally different person. So we have a machlekes. Rabbi Simi says that a husband is exactly like the wife, he has to go to mikveh at night, and the other husband, no. Says the Gemara, Mitchell has a question. It says, Kol chayove tefilos filosomim. It says in the Mefeshet Braisa, all the chayove tefilos, anyone who's going to mikveh goes by day. Nida v'yeledes tefilosom alayla, only a nida, and only a yeledes tefilos by night. It seems clearly, nida in. Only a nida, dafka nida, but boy, nida, but the husband not. So what? You'd have seen me saying that the husband's going to make a nida, wife, and page not. So we answer no. Nidah v'chol da'asim mirabuyeh. A husband is just like the nidah. What's the reason why a husband is tummy for 7 days? Because it's like a boil nidah is an extension of the nidah. So when it says in this brayse nidah, it includes also the husband who's a boil nidah. Same thing. The what? You got to wait till at night. No dive for me. There's another question. It says, Balkeri, that a man who had an emission is kemagish shedded, has the same dinim like somebody who touches a shedded. Tell me by the day. But boil nida, somebody who has a relationship with his wife as a nida, this tummy mace, his tummy like a tummy mace, 7 days. L'chayda, in what respect? In every respect. Not only 7 days, but also that you can go to mikveh by day. Because otherwise, why say he's like tummy mace? Say he's like a nida. My liable tevila, that he's like a tummy mace, that even though a nida has to go to mikveh at night, but a boil nida is like a tummy mace that's permitted on the seven days, but he can go to the mikveh during the day. That's the point. You go to mikveh today. My lab litfila says Gemara loy no, Gemara loy lab litfila luchayda no Gemara loy litumasan. We mean that tame I luchayda. Why don't we say then compared to a nida? If you're telling me that in every respect like a nida at night, so why you want to say the tumah say like a nida? Because we're contrasting to magi shedetz, and the contrast of a shedetz always is a tame mace, is a tame, a dead body, a dead shedetz or a dead person. Why you need a brayse to tell you? The pasuk clearly says that a man who had relations with his wife while she was a nida, he is tummy for 7 days. What are you comparing the man to tummy maze? The Torah clearly says a guy who touched the corpse is tummy for 7 days, and the Torah clearly says that a guy who has relations with his wife and nida is tummy 7 days. So what are you comparing it? The Gemara. Must be that we're trying to learn something that's not mefurish in the pasuk, and that is we would have thought the boil nida like a nida. That's why that is tamei that has to go to mikveh at night. Kamash, well, no, like a tamei mace, it's going to mikveh that day. Says no, lo elin l'tumasin. We're talking about the tumah. Aye, what's the chiddush? Really, you go to mikveh at night like a nida. So why bechal are you comparing it to tamei mace? What's the point? Say for itzchleid. The main thing is not that you're comparing it. In a certain respect, a boil nida is stricter than a tamei guy touches a mace. In what way? Say for itzchleid. You know the chumr of a boil nida over somebody touches the dead body? The idea of a tami mishkev a meshev elyum. The malnish, a tami mishkev a meshev. That a mishkev a meshev, if he sits on 10 mattresses, a boil nida, then all 10 mattresses become tami. A nida sits on 10 mattresses, all become tami like an avatum. However, if a boil nida, he's a step lower than a nida, they all become a rishon. So food or drink touches any of the mattresses, they become tummy. But if a tummy may sit on 10 mattresses, the top one is an ava tumah, he's an ava. The top one is a rishon, the next one is a sheni, the next one is a shlishi for tumah, the next one is a vi for kajin, that's it. It goes down the line. We don't have this chumrah that all 10 mattresses that supported him are all have the same status. You only have that by a nida or by a boil nida. But boil nida is a step lower than a nida. And that's the purpose of this brayse. And not to tell you that we're comparing the din of a boil nida to a tummy mace 7 days. That's the Torah says clearly, you don't need it. And we're not talking about mikveh because he's like a nida, says Avsimi, that at night. We're coming to teach you this chumra, that there's a chumra in boil nida over a tummy mace, that mishkev, that tummy mishkev elyon. Tumekala tak, it doesn't have the same dinim like a nida, which is mamish an avatuma, but a tumekala at this edition l'tami eichel mashke tami food and drink. Okay, top of the page Rashi shematam mish gemayshav afilu esem mitzoy zur gabezu 10 mattresses one on top of the other but tami meis elam tami elam agoy a tami meis only tami that which comes in direct contact with him, and then what comes in contact with that goes a step lower and so on and so forth. Not over here. Not like a nida that's actually mitame odom vekelim kishar kol oisim mishkev emoshev. Anyone else who has the capacity to mitame all mattresses have become mamish the status of the first of coming avatuma. Like for example, a zov or a zova or a nida or mitzayda shutamasan avatuma letame odom vekelim. That the tuma of these mattresses are they have the status of an avatuma and they're mitame a person as well and kelim, not just food and drink. Aval boil nida, but a boil nida is a step lower. Ksibu, it says, "Kol amishkev asher yishkev olav yitma," and not kuhakosav mitumah chamertayim removed it, cut it off from this stricter tumah, which would say that he has a status of an avatumah. The mishkev nida atzah doesn't have the same status as the nida itself. Shemetame adam, which makes the rishon metame adam. Yidich ksibu, it says, "V'chol ashigim mishkava veheviu l'tumah kala." Instead, it brings a more lenient tumah l'tame oichel mashkin. Kedil tuma chamura, if a tuma chamura, a lishtek ramin el be quiet. When he died, I don't know, the mishkwe tuma, tome, ki mishkwe nida doxi, but it's a vatini dos olav. Says the Gemara Vaita, I still have a problem with Apsimi. Apsimi wants to insist that a boil nida, like a nida that you go to mikvat. Nah, he toshma, come in, tony, lapchi, said, zov, bahazov, Mefedish, Ramatzeda, Ramatzeras. Uboil nida v'tami meis tefilas miyaim. Clearly, he says here that a boil nida, we're lenient with him. He can go to mikvah by day. The exception is nida v'yeled is tefilas b'layla. Clearly, Rav Chiya says that a boil nida goes to mikvah by day. Answers the Gemara, and there's no answer to you. To this is taka kasha and apsimi. The Gemara vaitin. If you're already worried about the Kohen Gadol, that he has to separate from his wife because maybe it will come Tomei Beisa. If so, if he's separated from his wife because maybe his wife will be in need, we don't have to have relations with her. Make sure he doesn't come across any living human being because maybe somebody will die in him. And he'll become a tummy mace, just like you worried that he'll become a boil nida. Why aren't you worried he'll become a tummy mace?
Well, didn't we say already in Kainin or Dover Soif?
But now that's Dover Soif, you're saying the second and third and
if
fourth.
If you're going to worry about in coming in contact with any person, maybe the person will die.
But we are worried. There we're saying we're worried about a wife. And we're not worried about going any further. So yes, so what about getting a second wife? Let's worry the second wife.
What about the third one also?
Yeah, so
any
level of the second. No, you only go one, you don't go any further. Here the question is, if you're going one for something needed, go one. For that maybe they should have any human contact.
Except the one here is a billion people and the one here is one person. All the Kohen
so
are coming to
yes, there's much more chance. So now can you make it worse? There's much more chance that one of the billion people is going to die. You only has one wife, but punkt. But the mother said, "I'm not the chlifa avud avud. The chlifa came along the father avud or avu. Mashmei the rabbi zoyse medes. From here, I can prove tumas hameis hutri he betzibur. We had in Gemara Pesachim a whole discussion whether when the entire community is tamei, a carbon tzibur, you're allowed to bring it in Beis Hamikdash. Not allowed to eat from it, but you're allowed to bring it. Is it a case of hutri that the Teilech Hatchila says it's mutter?" Or do we say it's only Tchuya? I mean, those of our Toy still have to maintain Tahara. Tchuya means that we have no breda, so we allow it. We suspend the laws, but really you have to try to mitigate as much as possible. If you dry the Kohen Matami, but you have a Kohen who's Toy, should you have to insist the Kohen is Toy to bring it up? Or it doesn't matter who. Is it Hutra or Tchuya? If I say that it's Hutra, then I don't care if the Kohen becomes touches the Tami Mace. A guy dies in him. Or a Kohen walked in with the Tami Mace by mistake and touched him. So what? Since it's a Kabbalah Tzibur, everything's doing Yom Kippur, and Tumahutra but Tzibur, we suspend the laws, and it's Mutter, it's a Chatchila, it's not a question, we don't have to do anything to mitigate it. Rashi, that's what I'm saying. So he's saying right now, it must be that we're saying, from here's the Raya, that we say Hutra, that's totally permitted. The one who says Tchuy will have to give a different answer, we'll see in a minute. It says Rashi, Vacha, Tumahutra but Tumah Beis, Vishak, all the people in the Chnosvi, let's go visit him. Hafrishim mit Tumas Meis, let's separate him as well. V'lo ye kol adam nichnasim v'yaitzin etzlai lo la anybody in shema yamos ameis olav, they might die on him suddenly. So we answer hutra b'tzibur. K'dechsiv it says ish nitcha, only it said by Pesach Sheni ish. So we say over here that the ish nitcha v'ein tzibur nitcha, only an individual gets pushed away but not a community. Uvi yayim ha'kepun yon kippur kule kar b'tzibur. Every activity in kippur is kar b'tzibur. Now that has a question. We also know the Kohen Gadol brings b'chippur ba'adoi ba'ad besa. He brings a private carbon from his own money. So there are certain private kabbonis. If he's Tommy, how can he bring that? So Rashi says, "V'av carbon shaloi doiches atumi." Even his private carbon doiches atumi. Why? Shal his mana kavua v'carbon tzibur taliboy. His time is fixed. We had also the moya doy that if a carbon is a fixed time, it pushes away. And also, he cannot bring the other kabbonis v'chippur ba'adoi v'ad besa. That's why you have to make sure that he's married. Why do you have to make sure he's married? Because he has to v'chippur ba'adoi v'ad besa. And this. All the other kabbalas hinge on his own carbon. So even though it's a carbon yachid, it has certain facets of a carbon tzibur. And therefore it's hutu b'tzibur. Okay, that's one answer. Says the Gemara, another Ravina, however, says, I disagree. I hold to mutchui b'tzibur. No. So how come we're not worried here about somebody who died? Ravina, I'm a filu tema tu l'chuyotchim hameis tchui b'tzibur. It's only tchui. Tumas hameis l'shchicha. Tumas beis l'shchicha. It's not common for someone suddenly who's standing in front of you talking to you will die. But it is common, every woman, every month, will become a nida. The question is when. So it's common. And even though if it's not in her cycle, it still can happen much more frequently than somebody dying on you suddenly. Rashi tchui b'tzibur. Afa pishu karbon tzibur hoise. Even though it's a karbon tzibur, he holds that it's only tchuyah. Hoise b'kushi hutra. It was only the great difficulty that we suspended the laws to allow the kainin to proceed with bringing the kabbalas. V'loi heter gomer. It's not completely mutter. V'chol ma dematzino lahadure mahadina. Whatever you can do to mitigate it, you should. Shiyase betara. So therefore, l'chayde, we should avoid having any human contact. The reason is it's not common. It says, we learn tumas hameis. we learned Tumas Hameis. Rav Nachman Amar Huti Betzibur. This is the very discussion. Rav Nachman says that if that a carbon you can bring and it's totally mutter, permissible lechatchila. Rav Sheshet Amar Huti Betzibur. Not Chuya. Says the more like this. Hey, Chodi Ika Tmeyin V'Tohedin Bahu Beis of the family who's serving in the Beis Hamikdash on that particular day. There are a number of kainim there that are toyed. Okay, you have majority kainim that are tummy, but you have a number that are toyed. So what should you do? Should you rely on the cancer, on the tummy kainim because mutil lechatchila, or should you use the kainim to hate him? So everyone says, Kuliyam. Now there's two versions in this. This is version number one. Kuliyam le pligi the tohedin avid melavdi. Even the one who says the mutra, it's not like an open slather. If it's minimal requirement to be able to just do it with tahidim, do it with tahidim. Why rely on the tum? Even though it's hutra b'tzibur. Ki pligi, when the machleket hutra chuyah, lahaduri lasuyah tahidim beis av achrine. The current beis av, they all became tummy. But there's another family who's working tomorrow. Maybe call them in today. Should you call them in today? They should work today. So if you hold tumid chuy betzibur, which means we have no breda, bekushi, difficulty we're matted, call them in tomorrow's kainim to come and serve today. But if you hold a tumid hutra betzibur, then you don't have to bother calling other kainim. But within the same group, in other words, even if you, according to this pshat, even if you hold tumid hutra, it's not open slather. It's not open slather. If you have no breda, then lechatchila is mutter. Or if it requires the slightest tircha, then lechatchila is mutter. But there's no tircha at all, you still use tahirim. That's one version. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman said, and here the machlek, Rav Nachman said, heteru betzibur is permitted, v'loy madin, don't call in the other family. Rav Sheshet Amar, t'chuyi betzibur, it's only t'chuyi madin, you call in. That's one version. However, the other version said, no. The other version said, hutra means totally mutter. In other words, hutra means that there is, according to the second version, hutra means that the Abishah said, I didn't apply the laws of Tumah in this case. There's no laws of Tumah. If no laws of Tumah, then why even in the same family do you have to go? There's exactly. Even within this family, there are some kainin that are tahidin. Bahu beisav. Polygram nachman v'amar avdi namitmein. Why? The whole Tumah is made with tibur achmona sharia. So the interesting machleik is, because Achrayim have this whole chakid, and here in the Gemara you see there's some machleik is, how far do we take Tum Hutra? Is the pshat that there's no Aveda at all? Or the pshat that is an Aveda, but Tehlechatchila, go ahead and do it. If you hold there is an Aveda, but Tehlechatchila say you can do it, then if it requires a minimum effort to avoid it, then why should you do the Aveda? Avoid it. But if you hold that the Tehle says, I suspended the Isser altogether, there's no Isser. Climb and tzitzis. Not that there's an Aveda climb, but I allowed you because tzitzis is, because of tzitzis. No, there is no Aveda climb. I didn't ask you to climb when it comes to tzitzis. No Aveda. So therefore, that's the exact same thing here. That's the two ikadamras here. How far do we take Tumah Hutra? Very interesting. Rashi. Everyone hold tahidin of the. Everyone hold the tahidin should serve the court's first opinion. To midim dahu yem avakav shikar mitzibah im kar mitzibah. Call next Rashi. Call tumas made betzibur shayach completely. The chesivah and pasuk each ki yeh tamil nefesh. If a person is tamil, then he doesn't have a sheni. Yasa pays a sheni. Each nitchila pays a sheni. Ve'ain tibur nitchin. Avol zavin umetzayroin. The only thing that we allow when we say tumas betzibur, tumas tamil mace, because that's what the pasha is talking about over there. Tumas mace. So tumas mace. If everyone is tamil, majority women are suspended. But if there are other tumas, nidah, zav, mitzayda, other than the majority of that tumah, there's no license to say that it's mutter. But abel zavim mitzaydin nidahs v'yeldas shetumasa yechal megufa, their source of tumas from within themselves, lehutra with not mutter. Boil nidah kinida. Boil nidah has in like a nidah as well. It's considered within themselves. So, okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Right?